ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो। महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरस्थिते। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कंस राधा कंस सप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते प्रणमामि। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति सपदम्। आद्दानस्तीनं दन्तैरिदं जाते पुनः पुनः श्रीमदरूपदं भोजदूरु श्याम। Tenth श्लोक, we have read this श्लोक and also some perfect some translation has been done. I want that you should read 87 bits. After taking the devotional service.
Next point, support.
Where? Yes. 87 page. First paragraph, left, second paragraph.
After taking the devotional service, under the regulative principles, a person may come to the platform of spontaneous love of Godhead, following in the footsteps of great devotees like Narada and Sanatana Tanaka.
Can you explain why he has told that service under the regulative principle, a person may come to the platform of a spontaneous love of God? Why may he has done? May? Why? I think that all are understanding this fact. He has told that may. He has not given guarantee for this. Those who will regulate, they will cultivate their regulative principles. And if they are coming in the association of any realized Rasik Bhakta in the line of Rupa Goswami, then they will. Otherwise, lakhs and lakhs, but doing this regulative principle, anyone cannot come. But we hope that we are fortunate to come in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We like to be told Rupa Anugabhaisi. Why? Anyone can answer? So why we want to be Rupanuga? Why? Anyone? Govindapal Prabhu? Why we want to be Rupanuga Vaishnava and glorify that Swami Ji was Rupanuga Vaishnava? Can you tell What is the difference between Raganuga and Rupanuga? You? Especially the mood of his, her own mood, his own mood of Rupa Goswami. He has explained all kinds of rasa, all kinds of harati. Yes. But what was his special mood to Krishna? How he used to serve? How he used to serve? His own mood was bhakt. If anyone will follow this, then he will be Rupanu, otherwise not. Vallabhacharya is not Rupanu. Sarup Damodar is not Rupanu. What he is? Sarup Damodar is himself, Lalita. Rupa Goswami is under him. Rupa Goswami. His guru, Sarup Damodar. But yet he has a special service to Srimati Radhika, which is not in Lalita. He has equal service to Radhika and Krishna, if some inclination to Radhika. But Rupa totally absorbed in serving Srimati Radhika. This is the mood of Rupa Goswami. If anyone has the mood of Yashoda, if anyone has the mood of friend, Subhadra Sridhar, if they have any mood of Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Ashtasakhi, they are not Rupanuga. They are Raganuga. More superior than Rupa Goswami, Sarup Damodar Raya Ramana, because they are Lalita and Vishakha. But we cannot follow Sarup Damodar and Raya Ramana. We cannot follow Lalita and Vishakha. Their mood is separate. They are above our touch, and we don't want that. What we want? Mood of Rupa Goswami. Always serving to happy in happiness of Radhika and unhappy in sometimes Lalita can chastise to Srimati Radhika. How? Dhrutaye bhajandatane tanususta bhamme maa Ali radhavaya Radhe sunu girahite amiti sikshayantim devim lalitam. They can tell Dhrutaye bhajandatane. Don't have any link with Dhruta bhajandanandana. To whom he is telling? Sri Radhika. Don't speak. When he will come, you will sit like this. No. And if he wants to keep his head on your face, you should take your seat. Like this. Not sick and tell. When Radhika is observing Veera, quite Veera, Lalita will be pacified. Oh, yes, Krishna is here. Like Sarup Damodar was telling to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why you are lamenting for Prajandanandan? Prajandan is not far away from you. He is here. At once, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his nose. Oh, I will see. Oh, Prajandan is here. He became so happy. And he became. They took their hands. Rupa Goswami will not do. If Srimati Radhika is weeping, she will weep. Same thing with Radhika. When she is meeting with Krishna, she thinks that I am meeting with Krishna. She is happy, she will be unhappy. Equally, this is Raghavendra, Rupanda. Our Gurudev has made a Radha Vinodastakam. The first sloka is like this, Rupanuga, not Raganuga. All Rupanuga are Raganuga, but all Raganugas are not. You should know this fact. What I am telling? There are some, I am not saying them. And devotees are not all. I was searching you. Can you explain what I told? Who are Rupanuga? Those are actually the following the mood of Rupanuga. So all acharyas are Rupanuga, not only Radha. So it is very, very important. So our Guru has told Radha Chinta Niveshena Jashakantir Bilopita Sri Krishna Charanam Bande Radha Langita Vigraham. Meaning is this. Try to understand, otherwise you will meet Nanda Gupta, Govinda Pal Prabhu. You should hear these things, otherwise you will meet our Gurudev has written. Radha Chinta Niveshena Jashakantri Bilopita. Sometimes Srimati Radhika becomes so absorbed in separation with each other. Sometimes they become friends. But Rupa Goswami does not want to. Or Gurudev Rupanuga, Raganuga, Rupanuga, or any other acharya, Rupa Goswami, will not want to. What he wants? Radha Chinta Niveshena Jashakantri Bilopita. Krishna should be in the separation of Krishna should be. Our Srimati Radhika is so soft, her feet are so soft. She should not walk here and there to touch Krishna. Krishna should touch her because he is cowherd boy. His feet are so hard. This walks so much. So Radha Chinta Niveshena Jashakantri Vilopita. Srimati Radhika disappeared from Rasa. And Krishna was searching. He had no darshan of Srimati Radhika, so he is searching, waiting. At last he sat down on Imlitala in Vrindavan, nearby Yamuna and Sevaku. And he was bitterly weeping. And he was observing, thinking, oh, bad to have. Where she has left here. And thinking, Krishna lost her black color, and at once he became like golden. Krishna was there, but he became golden like Srimati Radhika. And his mood was changed into Radhika. Then bitterly crying, oh Krishna, where you are? Oh Krishna, where you are? Understand this? Not calling Krishna, Radhike, Radhike, in her view. But at once the color and mood came in him, and he began to Krishna, Krishna, praise God. This is the mood of our whole Vinod Bihari in our all mutts, Guru has our health slapping there. With this mood, Radha Kintanveshana Jastakantri Bilokita, his color, his mood went on. And he became like golden collar and mood of Radhika, that Chaitanya. Radha Lingita Vigraham, I am doing Vandana to that very form of Krishna, which is, has been impressed by Radhika in all her parts. Radhika, all parties is there, and Krishna, all part of the body is covered by these all parts of Radhika. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Lingita Vigraha. Radha Lingita Vigraha. This is Rupanuja. Krishna should be, Krishna should touch Radhika. Why our this faith in no sense? Very simple, Srimati Radhika should go here and there in mountains, rivers, ponds, five people. Krishna should go all over. This is Rupanuja. So all Rupanuja Goswami are like this. They have come only to give this multiple things. Only to be so that must be in this way. So Swamiji, he cut jungle, but he has not come to only cut jungle. So in this Rupa Goswami is teaching instructions of nectar of instruction. He will give all these things. You should patiently hear. And you can tell that, oh, what is the mood of this special Raganuga Vaishnava, Raganuga Acharya Goswami, in the line of Rupa Goswami, Rupa Anuga. Then, after,
the Supreme Personality of God.
Again, after taking.
After taking to devotional service under the regulative principles, a person may come to the platform of spontaneous love of Godhead, following in the footsteps of great devotees like Narad and Sanat Sanatana.
Why he is telling Narad? Why he is telling? And Shankar, Sanak, and Sanatan, they were all following the regulative bhakti. But Narad, by the association of gopis, Uddhava also by the association of gopis, Sanak, by Narad, and by the grace of Uma Devi, wife of Shankar, they all came in spontaneous love of service of God. At first they were not like this. So he is setting example. If anyone doing this regulative principles of mercy, and by chance, by luck of the first impression, or luckily without any cause, the mercy of Krishna, any devotee life will come and associate, and by hearing, by their association, following them, they will become Narad, Sanat, Sanatan. The Supreme
Personality of Godhead then recognizes him to be superior. The devotees who have developed love of God are certainly in an exalted position. Of all these devotees, the gopis are recognized as superior because they do not know anything.
But you should know, he has told of all devotees, but gopis are not devotees. What they are? Expansion of Srimati Radhika. Especially. Expansion. And some of them are like sadhana siddha, like Vedas, Shruti Mantra, and all of them. But they are also honorable like them, like gopis, expansion of gopis. There is no difference there, in their grades there. They are like saints.
Because they do not know anything other than satisfying Krishna, nor do the devotees expect any return from Krishna. Indeed, sometimes Krishna puts them into extreme suffering by separating himself from them. Nonetheless, they cannot forget him. When Krishna left Vrindavan for Mathura, the gopis became most dejected and spent the rest of their lives simply crying in separation from Krishna. This means that in one sense, they were never actually separated from Krishna. There is no difference between thinking of Krishna and associating with him.
What is the meaning? What is? But why gopis are crying? Why they are crying? If both are same, but why fire crying so much, weeping and sometimes pain? We cannot explain, but Krishna can explain. And Krishna has explained all these things in Brihad Bhagavatamritam to Narada himself. So Samiji has told anywhere or written about Brihad Bhagavatamrita. What he has told? Written? Adilila. What he has written?
He writes that if one wants to get an understanding of Krishna in relation to his devotees, he must read Brihad
Bhagavatamrita. Anyone cannot know the difference between Kanishth, Madhyam and Uttam, and also Uttam Kanisht, Uttam Madhyam, Uttam, Uttam, or in these three, Uttam Kanisht, Uttam Madhyam, there are lakhs of first stages. This we can read Brihad Bhagavatamrita, any bona fide Vaishnava in the line of Rishabhasana. Then we can have these ideas. But now, we have nothing to do with Brihad Bhagavatamrita. If anyone reads Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he will be sahaji. A very easy thing. If he will read the 10th Skanda, he will be. If anyone tell Gopi Gopi or Raganuga, even word, he will be sahaji. And that is why follow it all. There always has been blocked. And they must return where they are first. Sometimes these persons make offense against bhakti, this raga. And that is why they never become qualified to hear and to read and to do it. Forever they are first. They were vanchit raha jate. They are deprived. They never, I think that they have never read this thing. Never, never. Otherwise they cannot tell all this. Then?
Rather, Vipralamba Seva, thinking of Krishna in separation, as Sri Krishna Mahaprabhu did, is far better than serving Krishna directly.
This separation rule. Very important, very interesting. Very, very important. Sometimes this separation moves of gopis, not for all, but gopis separation moves, is sometimes become more superior than meeting. And they say Krishna always in their heart. Always in meeting, they lost in their heart Krishna. But in separation, they are losing Krishna outsidely, but they are meeting always with Krishna. So sometimes it happens. But we should know that gopis cannot be satisfied. without meeting Krishna himself. Directly, the devotee wants that Krishna should be separated to him. But Krishna does it. Why he makes all these things separation? Why he went? There are some things. So you should only know all these things. But by bhajan you try to develop your Krishna. Then you will be able to know all this, realize something. Only my telling will not do. Not. So we'll have to practice and realize and chant more with love and affection in the line of Krishna. We are telling that Rupanu Guru Bharga ki jai daily. But never, have you ever questioned that what is Rupanuga? Why you are glorifying? Your Gurudev was Rupanuga or Raganuga only, or not even both. He was only regulative first. Regulative doing all this and preaching. He never preached like so. And we are telling that he was Rupanuga. Why Rupanuga? Anyone can ask this question. Why Rupanuga? He will know. He will try to know what is Rupanuga, who is Rup, what is his mood, why, how we can adopt his mood. This is not offensive. If he is not doing so, it is offensive. Being in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Thus, of all the devotees who have developed unalloyed devotional love for Krishna, devotees are most exalted. And out of all these exalted devotees, Srimati Radharani is the highest. No one can excel the devotional service of Srimati Radharani. Indeed, even Krishna cannot understand the attitude of Srimati Radharani.
How high is it? If anyone cannot be qualified to hear all these things and to have a mood like this, then what he will do? Well, he will tell that, oh, anyone is not qualified and will never be qualified in future. This is offense in the lotus feet of Bhakti, Krishna himself and God. That is why they will become more and more opposite. No one can.
Therefore, he took up position and appeared as Sri Krishna Mahaprabhu just to understand the transcendental truth. In this way, Srila Goswami gradually concludes that Srimati Radharani is the most exalted devotee of Krishna, and that her Puna, lake, Sri Radha Puna, is the most exalted place. This is verified in a quotation from Radha Bhagavatamrita, Rupa Chandra 45, as quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Just as Srimati Radharani is dear to the Supreme Lord Krishna, Vishnu, so her bathing place, Radha Kunda, is equally dear to Krishna. Among all the devotees, she alone stands supreme as the Lord's most beloved. Therefore, everyone interested in Krishna consciousness should ultimately take shelter of Radha Kunda.
What is telling? Therefore, everyone must. What is the meaning of everyone? Can we tell, ask this question to anyone? What is the meaning of everyone? If anyone has been liberated and gone to Vrindavan in that transcendental form, they can have written. He has written like this? No. So, he has told, therefore, anyone interested in Krishna consciousness And those who are not interested in Krishna consciousness, they are bogus. They should not have these ideas. Otherwise, everyone who are interested in Krishna consciousness should ultimately take shelter of Srimati Radha Sundar and Radha. She is telling everyone, and we are making so many vows in this verse. So there is no vow. The vows are false. So anyone who is certainly interested in Krishna consciousness will follow this idea. And those who are not Krishna consciousness, not Krishna conscious movement, they should not. This is the So those who are not interested, they are not Krishna conscious. And actually those who are filing this statement, they are.